AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden ordered flags fly at half-staff in honor of the approximately 1 million people who have died in the U.S. from the coronavirus. At a virtual summit, the president says this pandemic is not over.
With thousands still dying every day, now is the time for us to act, all of us together. We all must do more. We must honor those we have lost by doing everything we can to prevent as many deaths as possible.
The president called on Congress to urgently provide billions of dollars more for testing, vaccines, and treatments.
When the pandemic first hit, this degree of loss was unimaginable.
In the Senate, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says the country needs to be ready for the next wave.
Some people dismissed COVID-19 and said it was just like ordinary flu. It would go away, mysteriously disappear. But now that we've crossed this tragic threshold, we must take stock of where we are and where we're headed.
President Biden plans to speak with baby formula manufacturers and retailers about the plight of families struggling to find formula due to supply chain disruptions and a safety recall. Astronomers have captured the first image of Milky Way's huge black hole.
This image shows a bright ring surrounding the darkness, the telltale sign of the shadow of the black hole.
The colorized image is from the International Consortium behind the Event Horizon Telescope. The University of Arizona's Faral Ozell says previous efforts to capture a good image found the black hole too jumpy. Russian forces pounded areas in central and eastern Ukraine, including the last pocket of resistance in Mariupol. The Biden administration says it's canceling three oil and gas lease sales scheduled in the Gulf of Mexico and off the coast of Alaska. It will remove millions of acres from possible drilling as gas prices reach record highs. This is AP News. Ashley Judd is giving details of the death of her mother, country singer Naomi Judd. Here's the AP's Margie Zarrilletta.
Ashley Judd says her mother was in such mental anguish that she could not hang on one more day for her induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Judd tells Good Morning America she was visiting her mother, went to greet a visiting family friend, then returned to discover her body.
Because we don't want it to be a part of the gossip economy, I will share with you that she used a weapon.
Ashley Judd says her sister Winona is still too broken up to speak publicly. She urged those struggling with mental health to seek help. I'm Archie Zarrilletta.
Officials in Fairfax County, Virginia, outside Washington, rebuffed a request from Governor Glenn Youngkin to establish a security perimeter around the neighborhoods of Supreme Court justices living in the county after some justices have faced protest outside their homes. Three justices, Samuel Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, and Clarence Thomas, live in the county. Ed Donahue, AP News.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.